It is a gorgeous Friday afternoon across New York and western New England. We had some fog around early this morning, but that burned off rather quickly, revealing a mainly sunny sky for most areas through the day. There is one exception, though, in areas well to the west of the capital region. There have been some rather stubborn stratus clouds lingering in portions of the Mohawk Valley south into the Catskills, and certainly that has resulted in some gloomy weather in those areas. But for the rest of us, we've had basically wall-to-wall sunshine through the day. Changes, though, are just around the corner as some much-needed rainfall is in the forecast for late tonight and tomorrow. It's all being driven by an area of low pressure that is now lifting north of the Great Lakes. This area of low pressure is rapidly intensifying as it continues to work its way into eastern Canada. By tomorrow, that low pressure center will be up around Hudson Bay, and its associated front will be coming through the northeast. That's the trigger for the rainfall. Additionally, a little area of low pressure will develop right along that front, and that will tend to enhance the rainfall and also slow things down a bit. So overall, it looks to be a rather damp day on Saturday. In terms of timing, it looks like rain will arrive potentially before midnight in areas west of the Hudson River Valley, and then rain should be in all areas by daybreak tomorrow, or just a bit after daybreak, perhaps, across portions of New England. So we'll have rain through the night, especially after midnight, into tomorrow. Occasionally, there could be some rumbles of thunder, especially from the capital region on south. And with all of the clouds and rain around tomorrow, temperatures will be generally in the 60s, though there will be some 50s, especially in some areas north and west of the capital region. By Sunday, that front will have cleared the area. That low pressure area will continue to work its way through eastern Canada, and that's going to drag down some chilly air for Sunday. So there's no question that this first weekend of October will feel quite a bit like autumn. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds with rain developing, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds with rain developing, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds with rain developing late, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds with rain developing after midnight, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide, on Sunday, partly sunny and cool, with highs in the 50s to around 60, and on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.